Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Grow the imagining thing, you know,
like, yeah.
If you hear the radio, you hold on to something, you see something, and you feel something, you taste something,
yeah,
you know, like all this.
Yeah.
German is deutsches Frühstück, so German is not their Frühstück.
Delikatesse salami with pepper. Delikatesse salami mit Pfeffermantel.
Vielleicht Gouda jung, mittelalt. Oder? Ja, ich würde sagen, wir haben gleich eine Stulle.
Ah. Und du sagst es, es sind tatsächlich Brötchen mit Besteck.
Andere Gäste.
Das ist Joghurt.
Oh, in Butter and Bread.
Spielst du mit Kopfhörer dann?
Na, ich glaube schon.
Echt? Oder zumindest halb.
Goodbye is all I say. Leave my friends, they dance until this party ends. But now, oh, goodbye.
Got the puzzle. Is she recording it here on this PC, or? Or shall we say when we're ready, or?
Yeah.
Goodbye is all I say. Leave my friends, they dance until this party ends.
Kann ich noch mal ganz kurz alleine?
But when do you feel comfortable the most? Let love encourage you.
Wir können nochmal ausprobieren, ob wir das einfach dazu machen. So als Raummikro, weißt du?
I gave everything up, released all attachments to everything I knew. Do you know what it's like to leave your home, to leave your family, to leave your friends? How do you improvise your life when it doesn't go to plan?
So, hi, welcome. First, tell us who you are. What is your band name?
Ja, unser Bandname ist Radio Los Santos. Der ist ursprünglich schon ein paar Jahre alt und entsprungen vor, als Schulprojekt ursprünglich zu zweit. Und dann hat sich das
the feeling of excitement and something new.
Zu viert Musik machen,
the music video of my life, the song.
Genau, und wir sind Luke.
And the song running through it
und Sebastian
would be Summertime by Josephine Baker. The title song.
Okay.
And I've heard that song sung in every way.
L-O-S-S-O-N-T. Nee.
Steel Pans from Trinidad.
S-A-N-T-O-S.
Country Western song on a snowy afternoon in Canada. A serenade in a restaurant. I hear it. It's the music in the shop. It's the music on the streets. And if I could make a movie of my life, Summertime would be the theme song. And every time I turn around, the music is there. Music is a feeling for me.
Wenn Sie uns nochmal finden wollen.
Okay, now question words. Do you know the five? What are the five question words? Can you say them?
Christian, yeah.
Kriegen wir die
Who?
Zusammen hin?
Ja, ja.
Wer,
wer,
was,
wie,
wann,
was,
warum?
Und überhaupt?
Who, what, when, where, why? Oh, I think we missed some.
Music is a feeling for me.
Ja.
And it makes me feel all right. It makes me stop what I'm doing at the moment. It makes me stop what I'm doing at the moment and just listen. And then I dance around my apartment barefoot, wearing jean shorts and a t-shirt. Maybe paint my toenails.
Also das ist einfach ein unglaublich schönes Ambiente. Man kann sich die Zeit in Alsfeld, glaube ich, einfach gut nehmen. Und es ist nicht so überstressig dort. Und so findet man dann vielleicht auch leicht zusammen und kann gut musizieren.
Hm. Eine spannende Frage ist natürlich, warum? Und das ist, denke ich, ja, also jeder hat natürlich eine eigene
Intention, warum er Musik macht oder warum er spielt, aber das Schöne
Even
ist,
when I take a shower,
zusammen musizieren,
there has to be music. It's there for me. And when there's no one there, or if everyone is there, music is the constant in my life. Music is the constant in my life. And it makes me happy and it frees me. Sometimes I will listen to the same song over and over again for an hour. Just because I hear something different in the song every time. And just because I like the feeling that it produces in me.
Ja, es ist schwer, es in eine Schublade und einen Genre einzupacken.
It's something different every time, and it's the thing that connects me to other people and to each moment in my life. It's the thing that connects me to other people and to each moment in my life and to myself. I love music. It's amazing how music keeps growing in my life exponentially and surrounds me. There are no perfect moments, but music brings you closer to perfection, and I just want more music, give me more music, give me more music.
Leipzig, Würzburg, Berlin und Gießen.
Da ist tatsächlich eine essentielle Frage, also ich schaffe es eigentlich nur zu Konzerten zusammenzufinden, habe vorher ein bisschen zu proben und ja. Aber trotzdem schaffen wir es überhaupt weiterzumachen, das ist tatsächlich
Delikatesse sagen mit im Pfeffermantel. Von gut und günstig. Hm? Das ist.
Das waren sicherlich ganz glückliche Schweinchen, die da drin sind.
und da Luke und ich zum Zug kommen, haben wir auch wahnsinnig Hunger. Und das ist so wie. Das ist wie eine Provokation. Dass
I don't even have to ask for music, because it just comes to me. And it's surprising how much I can live musically in my life, in any moment or any given day.
And butter and milk and whatever you need. If there's orange juice in your glass, I can see it. But isn't there something missing? There must be missing something.
Mango. I just love mango.
My name is Anna Caroline Schiele. I'm from Berlin. I'm almost 30. I'm a Christian. I think it's both. The ability
to hear other people play music and talk about music is part of that. I found out that somebody plays the bongos the other day, and I was like, yeah, wait a minute, do you want to join our choir? And nobody knew that he actually played the bongos, because it never came up in a conversation, but somehow I got talking to him and he let me know I play the bongos. So I think I have this ability to connect to the music in people, and the music connects me with other people, and I have the ability to bring the music out in people. But I enjoy listening to musicians.
I want to
musicians.
Understand what you say, but I just can't hear you. So you might have the good intention, and you might have the intelligence and the words, and you could convince me, but I just can't hear you. So you need to have the will to convince me. You need to have the will to reach me, to get me on your side. And it was like, yeah, she's so right. That's so true. I want to convince her, but somehow I don't. What's the problem? Yeah, and then I think that changed my mind somehow. That I really asked myself, do I really want to get them? Do I really want to get them? Do I really want to show them something of me? And then I said yes. And then I found my way to go there. I mean, I'm still struggling, and it's
yeah. I was like champion in Brazil. I used to do some competitions, and someday I must choose between piano or swim. I choose the piano. But still, I'm always swimming a little bit.
Yeah, music brings me closer to more perfect moments. Music brings me closer to more perfect moments. I found a book in a bookstore. It was called In Praise of Imperfection. And I think it kind of celebrates the imperfection that we have in our lives, but the music is what makes it more perfect.
It's so nostalgic. And I was just feeling like this, that when I said saudade, I miss my family and this rainy thing. That's why I play. My name is Abel. I come from Brazil. Very happy to be here. I'm studying the piano in Halle. Martin Luther Scriabin is my most preferred composer.
Leaving Canada, leaving my home to come to Germany was a big step. And I'm playing very much. And I thought about, I'm leaving some of my really good CDs behind. But then it was a chance to discover new music once I got here. But it wasn't an easy story the first time I came to Germany. After 5 days, I had to fly back. And I thought, this is not the music video of my life. This is not what I imagined it to be. So I guess it was a little winter time in my summertime theme.
Mixed colors with sounds.
And although it was September that I arrived in Germany.
Not because it's bad for
and me. Came a moment where everything looked perfect, but it was just a mirage. Do we need perfection to feel
just a particular world.
Good? Do we need perfection to feel safe? Do we need perfection to feel okay? Because I knew it wasn't perfect.
Yellow, with colors, red, with feelings, purple, with smells. And I feel it too when I play. It's not notes anymore.
Yellow,
it's not harmonies.
Red,
it's another thing that words cannot tell.
Fish. Yeah,
what does Brazil smell like?
Fish. It's a nice
mango.
Fish.
And yeah, I walked the streets trying to find my way through. And I don't know how much I thought about music at that point, because when you're in survival mode, you either turn to the music or you turn away from it and music stops.
It's very, very warm. And the colors,
but I have
like
to say that
orange,
that music
yellow,
really produces these feelings in me that help me deal with difficult moments. Music is there for the happy moments.
My family is huge, huge. I'm the seventh of many brothers and sisters. We were at the nature playing with dogs, with trees, with on the sea. And I was always at the florist, walking on, how can I say, to discovering the world. And together with my family, it was for me very, very, very important. Be at this time, because we are all always planning the future, or regretting the past. I think doing as of now, what I'm doing, I'm talking now, I'm seeing you, I'm seeing your eyes. And when we get the moment, best moment, and it's the best thing we could have
and
do.
I tried writing songs. I thought if I could write poetry, I could write songs. But it doesn't really work that way. And you know how when you first start writing poetry in high school, everyone wants to write sad poetry because they think poems should be sad. And then you learn that poems can be about happy things too, just like songs. You've got sad songs or happy songs. Sometimes I just want to listen to a song because it makes me cry. And I want to produce those tears.
The case of,
and I kind of move my way through my emotions.
Yeah.
And I start off feeling sad. So I play sad music. And by the time I work my way through my emotions,
my
songs get happier. And my feeling of happiness lifts. I lift. And my feeling of happiness increases.
When you start school, and when you start high school, you shouldn't be older than 19. 20 maybe. with 25. So
you mean training?
It's quite discriminating. So and as well afterwards in the theaters, you.
So music does that. Music does that
there
for me.
A lot of actresses.
Listening to music, is there a good time to listen to music? A good time is any time. Anytime you feel to listen to music.
Plays, you
and it's somehow in the background of your life and the foreground of your life.
Like Richard III. It's called Rabbit in Your Head.
And I thought, what would it be like to compose a song? And I'm not musical in any way. I can't play a musical instrument. When I was 10 years old, I thought, I want to play the guitar, and I got a guitar for Christmas. And a friend of my mother's tried to teach me how to play guitar, but I don't think I was a natural, where I didn't have the patience for it. Or I thought that I could just pick up the guitar and start playing within days.
And it's straight, you know, for women, for two women, and it's like, I'm a rabbit. But it's not so much out there. I mean, there are great modern things, but I don't know the words, but it's a sad song. It's still an issue.
I have to ask you a question. What is it all about?
My sister is learning to play the guitar, and she's making some really good rhythms with that. And I said, yeah, it sounds good. It's not just strumming the guitar, because when I listen to her, it has rhythms and tones. So I think she'll do better with the guitar playing. In Germany, I took lessons at the music school, trying to learn the block flute, the recorder, I guess is what it's called. And that didn't work out very well either. I don't think I practiced very much. But I still like the feeling that, you know, that I could try. Because I always thought if I could play a musical instrument, it would be the flute. I like the sound of the flute. It has a sad sweetness to it.
Vielleicht... Ja, ich weiß nicht, wenn er gewusst hätte, wie heute die Musik aussieht, ob er dann noch so komponiert hätte, wie er es früher gemacht hätte. Das wäre vielleicht spannend.
And there are street musicians in Toronto, Canada, and one of them played the bongos, and I thought, how cool would that be if I could learn how to play the bongos? And so I walked by on Bloor Street while this guy was playing the bongos, and I asked him for his card. As if I thought he'd have a business card, but he did have a business card, and or a card anyway with his number on it and email address. And I said, "I'd like to play the bongos."
I'm sorry, I'm not a
I never called him up. So, living in Germany,
example,
I thought, "Yeah, I'd love to learn how to drum."
I'm the guy for you.
And so every now and then, this feeling in me rises that I could create music. But it doesn't happen that way. And so I listen to the music that other people create. And I feel happy.
Obwohl das jeder wahrnehmen sollte, der ist auch politisch auf seine Art und Weise. Ich glaube, man wird in unseren westlichen Breiten wird man mit diesem Adorno.
Yeah. I think that would fit.
Are you waiting for a world full of love? What's wrong with this world?
Can I remember a time when there wasn't music in my life? No, I can't. Music has always been there. My sister and I used to sing on the bus. And we would sing songs, and we would sing them very loudly. And we were about 5 years old. And we would just sing and sing and sing. I don't think I have a singing voice, but everybody thinks I should be able to sing somehow. And so now I'm trying it. Till then, don't know why he didn't come. My heart is breaking. Cause you'll be on my mind forever.
Aber ich glaube auch, die Umgangsformen sind immer rauer geworden. Auch
it was like that with me for painting. I was always considered myself a writer.
Denkt immer mehr an sich, and ich. Und das ist so
one day I thought, it would be nice to be able to paint and write at the same time.
Platz dafür.
And if only I could paint and write, that would be perfect. And I got this idea to illustrate a children's book. Had an idea for a children's book. I had another idea for a coffee book too. And I drew 1,000 coffee cups. And then my wrist just became looser, and I was able to hold three pens at the same time and color and draw. And it just kind of grew and grew in me, this skill. And I got a good book about how to draw. It said everybody can draw, and everybody can learn how to draw. And this book says that the artist who wrote it said that she could tell when people stopped drawing, at what age, age 4 or age 5, just by the level of their drawings and the details they had in their pictures or lack of details. And so I followed this book for 30 days and my drawing got better and better.
Oh, let's paint together.
And then I decided to take an art course.
Mountains,
and we
sunset.
Did still lives.
Kitsch.
There were Turkish rugs and a white shirt with a sweat stain on it.
And nice guys.
It just had the feeling of Morocco. And so the painting I produced had the colors and tones
and they're eating some
of Morocco.
Nice breakfast.
The market.
Maybe on the top
place,
of the hill or
in
the sea.
On the top on the hill.
So I taught myself how to draw. And by the end of it, I produced some paintings
together.
You know how that is, wedding gifts, birthday presents.
Yeah.
Until I produced this really nice painting. I think I have a fascination for breakfast. I love to eat breakfast. I love eating breakfast. And this painting, I put like an egg wash on it, real egg.
Plate.
And coffee grinds.
The sea. She was waiting for a world full of love.
It was the colors, what I thought was the colors of breakfast. And I called it Sunny Side Up. This is the name of the painting, Sunny Side Up. And it's a typical kind of egg that you produce. In German, it's called Spiegeleier. So it's this sort of almost raw egg that has this white, the white and then the egg yolk. And it's such a pretty sunny color. And I always think it's a picture of joy, an egg done sunny side up. And it's probably been the subject of many photographs or paintings, but an egg sunny side up is a feeling of joy for me. Breakfast. I've always had a fascination for breakfast, I think, even in my paintings. Sunny side up. So I taught myself how to draw, and in some way I think now I can teach myself how to sing. And I was jamming with some musicians the other night. They both play guitar, and they were convinced I could sing. I'm not sure I can yet, really, or if I ever will be able to sing the way I would like to. And we sat around and we sang songs. I love that song by Nora Jones. Don't know why he didn't come, because it just has like an easy feeling. I think that's a nice probably breakfast song, you know, have breakfast by the seashore and listen to Nora Jones. We sang a little bit of the song Layla.
You've got me on
some Neil Young. And it was cool, just having this feeling of being able to produce music, to sing a song. And I didn't feel the need for perfection. I don't have a perfect voice. I don't know if I have a singing voice. But the musicians, they were playing guitar and they were, you know, jamming with me. And I thought, yeah, this is cool. This feels cool. I bought a CD one time and it was like a breakfast CD. I can't remember the title exactly, but it had something to do with breakfast and the morning sounds of what music should sound like. It had kind of a classical and kind of jazzy. It was like the sounds of making breakfast somehow incorporated in the CD. Fresh coffee brewing, probably eggs frying in a pan, and it had like this upbeat percolating sound, which I guess would be like making coffee in the morning. Because making coffee in the morning is like a beautiful feeling, the smell of coffee. I don't even drink coffee anymore, I just drink tea. But the smell of coffee is wonderful. In a game, I love, you know, these breakfast items. One of my friends made me earrings with coffee beans in them. Because I said, even though I don't drink coffee anymore, it would be nice to just, I love the shape of the beans, and maybe I could wear them as earrings. So this past Christmas, she finally did it. She made me coffee bean earrings. So I guess I'm wearing my breakfast now. Yeah. I think breakfast is a good time for breakfast is any time. Morning, afternoon, evening. Sometimes I have breakfast for dinner. Breakfast for dinner is wonderful because on a cold winter day in Canada, you come home from work and you don't want to cook anything too complicated, and maybe you just have a few items in your home. There's bread, eggs, maybe bacon, and you just cook breakfast for dinner, and you sit there and read a book or in front of the TV with your woolly socks, and you eat breakfast for dinner. It's an amazing feeling. It's a very comforting feeling. So, music as a backdrop for breakfast, and breakfast as a backdrop for music. Yeah, the sounds of morning sounds are wonderful. And especially if it includes breakfast.
Yeah, that's
like all this.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
An adventure.
Yeah, it was, really.
I think my favorite music I can listen to for a long time and listen to repeatedly.
I think no. I don't know what that
And I like the fact that music is a part of everything I do.
Marmalade or something? No, actually to put butter on bread or something? Like a knife. I think.
For everything, maybe. Yeah, it's like.
Stop it.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet. radia.fm. Over and out.